Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you into this space today, and thank you for making room in your day to connect with the Lord. If you enjoy this 30-minute podcast and would like to receive them directly into your email inbox, you can go to cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe, and you'll get these emails once a week. Also there, you can follow us on our blog, join us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram. So we have been journeying through Genesis, through the beginning, through the creation story, meditating on the creation. This is a 10-week series altogether, and we are moving into week 7. So if you'd like to see past episodes, you can go check them out on iTunes. So I encourage you to settle in wherever you need to be today. Hopefully you have a space where you can be undistracted in these 30 minutes. And as we begin, I encourage you to turn your focus and your attention simply towards the breath. Begin to notice the length of your breath, the depth of your breath, where you notice movement as you're breathing, where you feel that movement in your body. Maybe you allow that breath to slow just a little bit. Maybe beginning to draw the breath down into the lower spaces, feeling the belly begin to expand. Allowing yourself to come fully into this space as you connect with the breath. And as you feel the rising and the falling, as you connect with your breath, you know, open us in prayer for today. God, thank you for your gift of life. Thank you that you chose to create us in this earth that we live in. Thank you, Lord, that you have good things for us. And you've brought about the ability for us to connect with you, with your Spirit. Holy Spirit, will you be present with each one of us in this space of meditation? And will you awaken our hearts to your word and to your presence? Will you draw us near to you? Will you speak to our hearts, molding us, transforming us by the renewing of our minds, by the power of the word and your Spirit, causing us to be more like your Son, Jesus. God, I pray for each heart that is listening, each mind, each body, that they would experience a touch of your presence, of your love, and of your truth. But those things that are out of order, those things that are out of alignment, God, by your spirit and power, you would bring us into alignment with your kingdom and with your ways. Let us think the thoughts that you think about us. Let us know the truth of your love. Let the word become a part of who we are. Let our bodies come in alignment with the fullness of what you have for us, God. Turn our hearts towards you. And transform us to know you more, to carry your presence, and to glorify your name. In this space, I invite you to take a few nice, deep breaths. Taking your time, maybe you even find an exhale that is like a sigh coming out of the mouth. Can you begin to imagine or visualize just the power or love or life of God coming in on the inhale, rising within you? And then on the exhale, simply finding that release, letting go of that which you no longer need in this moment, in this space. Coming into that space of the great exchange. We draw in the breath of life. We release off those things that we don't need in the physical, the carbon dioxide, the things the body releases. In the same way, can you draw in the Spirit of God, allowing His life and goodness to nourish you and feed you? And can you release those things that no longer serve you? And just as we continue to focus on the breath in this exchange, remembering that Jesus came and he made the greatest exchange of all time, taking on our sin, dying in our place so that we could have relationship with God, so that we could draw near to our Savior. And just as we begin today, as we take some time to check in where we're at, today I want to encourage you, is there something, as you come just as you are, is there something, an area in your life where God wants to make an exchange today? Maybe you're carrying a spirit of heaviness today and he wants to give you that spirit of joy and worship. Maybe there's sickness in your body and he wants to take that and release the healer to bring healing. Can you take a moment to ask the Lord, to ask Holy Spirit, is there an area today that you want to bring an exchange, a fresh infilling, which requires a release? We can't be filled unless there's first that exhale, that release, that emptying. What is it that you need to release on the exhale, and what is it that God wants to give to you in place of that? Can you just take a few moments to allow that exchange to come on the breath? breathing in what he's giving you. And exhale what needs to be released. Linking the action to the breath. Maybe you even begin to see and simply visualize whatever that is. If it's love that you need, can you see it filling every part of your being, your body? Filling the chest, the belly, all the way down the legs, past the knees, all the way into the feet, to your toes. Down the arms, through the shoulders, the elbows, all the way down to the fingers, being filled up with whatever it is that God is giving you in this space. Allowing it to fill your heart. Coming up through the neck, the face, the head. Into the mind, into the thoughts. And then just on the exhale, just as you're naturally releasing that which you no longer need, allowing that release emotionally, spiritually, letting go. If we were to hold on in the natural to the exhale, we would be stuck. We would be trapped. We would be longing for that next inhale. Where is it today God's asking you to make room, to release, and to let go? Let his power join with your breath to find that release. We can't force it. But we want to find the rhythms of his grace through the breath, through the constant drawing in and the constant releasing. So today, as I said, we're in Genesis. And this is actually our third episode in day 6 of creation. A lot happened on this day. First, God created the animals. Then he created man and woman in his image. Humanity. And now in verses 29 to 31, God is speaking to humanity. So I'm going to read these 3 verses the first time through. Maybe this first time through, you just try to be present to listening, to hearing, to paying attention to anything that stands out to you. God is speaking to humanity. Look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant that grows on the earth and every fruit-bearing tree. They will be your food and nourishment. As for the wild animals, the birds in the sky, and every small creeping creature, everything that breathes the breath of life, I have given them every green plant as food. And it happened just as God said. Then God surveyed everything he had made, savoring its beauty and appreciating its goodness. Evening gave way to morning. That was day 6. Reading those same verses again. Allowing yourself just to move in a little deeper. To reflecting. To chewing over. Meditating. Just taking some time in his word. To listen and to hear. God speaks to humanity. Look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant that grows on the earth and every fruit-bearing tree. They will be your food and nourishment. As for all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, and every small creeping creature, everything that breathes the breath of life, I have given them every green plant for food. And it happened just as God said. Then God surveyed everything he had made, savoring its beauty and appreciating its goodness. Evening gave way to morning. That was day 6. And as I read it one more time, maybe you ask the Holy Spirit, what was it like? What was it like in that moment, in that day when God spoke these words? Entering in. God said to humanity, look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant that grows on the earth and every fruit-bearing tree. They will be your food and nourishment. As for all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, and every small creeping creature, everything that breathes the breath of life, I have given them every green plant for food. And it happened just as God said. Then God surveyed everything he had made, savoring its beauty, appreciating its goodness. Evening gave way to morning. That was day 6. Taking a moment to come back to the breath. Breathing in that which God is nourishing you with, his word, his truth. What was it like in that space? The beginning of creation. To be in a world that is fully in harmony. What were the vibrant colors like? The animals, the birds. No sin, no sickness. God's perfect and beautiful creation, just as he first intended. What was it like as God savored in the beauty of all he had created? Is there an area of that beauty that the Holy Spirit wants you to savor, wants to reveal to you? What was it like when God was appreciating the goodness before him? was it like for humanity, man and woman, to discover this creation of God? To walk in its beauty, to experience it, to be nourished by it. To have never known sin in that moment. God's original design, his original intention. What is it that the Holy Spirit is revealing to you about the character and nature of God today? Creator God, revealing himself to us as Creator. Revealing himself as the one who brings nourishment. He provides that. Where do you need nourishment in your life today? Is it physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, wherever it is? How is it that God wants to provide that for you? God, I pray this week for each one that we would be able to savor the beauty of all you've created. Appreciate the goodness, both of that, the creation around us, and also who you've created us to be. God, I pray for each one this week to find a space of nourishment in you. That eyes would be opened to you, God, as the nourisher, as the one who provides the nourishment we need. Thank you, God, that you are more than enough. Be our nourishment this week. Open our eyes to see your provision. And realign us where we need to be aligned, God. Touch our hearts, our minds, our bodies, all of us, Lord, to come into alignment with who you say we are and for the plans and the purposes you have for us, Jesus. Amen.